This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. The Capitol Steps are a band of satirists who come from the world of D.C., the Beltway. They are now in their 30th year of sending up our politics and politicians. Later this month, the Cap Steps will be in Champaign. They'll perform at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign on Saturday, February 18th at 8 p.m. Seats are reserved and they're going fast. Elena Newport is co-founder and co-author of the Cap Steps, the Capitol Steps, and she joins me this afternoon. Hi, Elena.
Yes, hi. We need to come out to Illinois every once in a while. And thank you, guys, because we actually started as a Senate office Christmas party in the office of Senator Percy.
That's right. Charles Percy.
And, of course, you guys have a sense of humor when it comes to voting for politicians. We know that. So.
We do. We do. And I know the last time you were here, it's been a while now, it was at the Krannert Center, and the tickets were sold out right away. And I think you guys actually added a show.
Oh, my goodness.
I think.
A frenzy.
Yeah. So, as I said, the seats are reserved and going fast at the Virginia. So, tell us a little bit about what brought this group together and how have you hung together for so long?
Well, we actually are together because nobody told us to stop. We've been doing this for 30 years now. As I mentioned, we started as a Senate office Christmas party, and that was in 1981, Christmas of 1981. So, this year, in celebrating our 30th anniversary, one of the songs that we do in the show is a 30-year retrospective. We go back over 30 years in 3 minutes. So we try to work almost everything in. Rod Blagojevich shows up in there, which is easy for me to say. And everybody, the Larry Craigs and the Sanfords hiking the Appalachian Trail and all those scandals that we've had over all the years are packed into 1 3-minute song.
Wow. Just say Blago. We'll know what you mean.
Blago.
Yeah, right. So what's a day in your life like as a writer? How does the process of writing material unfold?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, every once in a while, a scandal's perfect. You know, it hits the news and, you know, it's Tiger Woods, so you can use Eye of the Tiger. Or, you know, you're listening to the news, not like a normal person, but you're thinking, okay, this story happened, what's funny about it, and what rhymes with it. That's kind of what my day is like.
Yeah. Now, I understand that in the show there's a number called Super Congress.
Right.
And, you know, I'm thinking the campaign for the GOP presidential nomination, I'm thinking of the material here now that you've got in the show. And, you know, could you dream up stuff like this? It's a case where reality is better than what you could imagine.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, right away, of course, Herman Cain has got his 999 program. And so we wrote a song called Love Potion Number 999 because, obviously, he was also accused of some sexual harassment issues. So it worked out perfectly. And we've decided that this is his new career. He's going to be marketing Love Potion Number 999. So Herman was great. And, of course, the others are hanging in there. Newt is fantastic. I mean, we have a song called Three Little Wives of Newt. And one of the interesting things about that song is we only have two women in the show. So every week we have this debate as to who's the prettiest guy who gets to play Callista. And he dresses up in the jewels and everything from Tiffany and goes out there.
Yeah. Now we're down to four. And this is a number that reminds us of how many there were back in October. I think this is a tune from the show called Hello.
Right.
And we'll only listen to a part of it, but it's fun. Let's do it.
Hey, come on in. I wasn't expecting anybody. Who are you guys? Well, look at this. Hello. Look who is joining me. Other Republicans that want to be the nominee. Hello, my name is Herman Cain. There's a 50-50 chance I'm certifiably insane.
Hello, I'm Newt, remember me. And I'll campaign between my shopping sprees at Tiffany.
Hello, it's really me, Michelle. And anyone who doesn't vote for me is going straight to hell.
Hello! Rick Perry's gaining steam, although I've lately lost a vote due to a Ponzi scheme.
Hello, Senator, I'm here to say I will proudly lead America, except the part that's gay.
Hello, I'm back.
And there you have it, an excerpt from the number Hello from the Cap Steps' latest show. Do the Pauls show up at your shows in D.C.? Do they complain, enjoy it, or grin and bear
well,
it?
Well, that was one of the things that surprised us over the years, because when the Capitol Steps started, we thought we would, you know, be fired or told to stop, or the politicians would complain. And what we found over the years is that the only complaint we ever got was from, I remember a senator came up to me after the show and he said, "Why don't you have a song about me?" That was what really, really upset him. Yeah, I think that in Washington there's this whole thing of don't ignore me. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
And, of course, our show gets everybody. So if a politician comes to our show and we get them in one song, we get their rival in the next song, and everybody kind of comes away, I think, having a good time.
Yeah. Now, as the Steps are keenly aware of the madness of politics, and the crew has done work in politics, does work in politics, so what do the Steps think about in terms of how politics works or doesn't? Do you talk about that?
Well, and yeah, the thing is, when we worked on the Hill, of course, we were trying to fix the problems, and we didn't do too well at that. So we don't have the interest of the country at heart anymore. When I look at these candidates, I don't think, okay, who would be the best president? I really do think who's the funniest. And my theory is that no one's really going to solve all the problems, so you might as well have a good laugh.
Yeah. Well, your latest album is Desperate House Members. How many albums now have you done all over the years?
Oh, my goodness. I think this was maybe our 31st officially, but we did a few Christmas albums that were kind of just released on iTunes, and so it's kind of hard to count. Mm. But, yeah, we've had all the way back to the Reagan years. I think we had Thank God I'm a Contra Boy, and Reagan wasn't known for working long days. We had an album called Working 9 to 10, and we've of course been through five presidents, or six if you count Hillary, I guess.
Well, when I think of Desperate House Members, I think this has got to be a reality album, but maybe all the others have been reality albums as well.
Well, we do have the theory that John Boehner may be Snooki's father, because they both have that orange thing going on.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe what we could do here is wrap up with one more clip of a parody, a number from the show, and this features our Vice President, Joe Biden. Let's hear it.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden, and I've been asked not to speak in public, so here I am. Now, for the 17 Americans that actually pay attention to me, I caused kind of a controversy a few weeks ago. I compared members of the Tea Party to terrorists, and I've been told that I have to apologize, so I'm sorry, Al-Qaeda.
And there you have it. That's from the show that the Capitol Steps are bringing to Champaign. I do believe that will be in the show, yes?
Yeah, Joe Biden definitely makes an appearance. You know, Barack Obama isn't quite as funny as George Bush was, but Joe Biden kind of makes up for that. It's almost like Barack was thinking of the comedians.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with Barack Obama?
Well, we have a good time with Barack. He makes a couple appearances in the show, and he's sort of bragging about capturing Osama bin Laden and things like that. We have a song called Under the Sea where he talks about how they, you know, got rid of the body and things like that. Mm. We've had fun with Barack and certainly Joe Biden, and we get pretty much everybody. I think if you want to see, you know, Barack Obama sing a show tune and Joe Biden sing a rock song and Newt Gingrich do a classical ballet, then come to the Capitol Steps show.
Something for everyone, as they say. Elena, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thanks for having us on.
Elena Newport is co-founder and co-author of the Capitol Steps. They're just out with a new album, Desperate House Members. And later this month, they will be in Champaign. They will perform at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign on Saturday, February 18th at 8 p.m. Seats are reserved, and they're going pretty fast.